Two.
Senate Bill 146, an act to require that certain findings and recommendations of the state fire marshal be included in a school board's minutes and to require certain inspections.
Senate Bill 146, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Garnas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. Senate Bill 146, this is an act to require that certain findings and recommendations of the state fire marshal be included in a school board's minutes and to require certain inspections. There are four different sections to the bill, and I'll quickly walk you through them. The first section, the state fire marshal will provide a written summary of findings and recommendations, and then this will be printed in the minutes of the school board, in public papers. Number two, they shall develop a plan, and they will have to comply with these recommendations. And these plans will be included in the minutes of the school board, and again, they will be published. Section three, the school board must implement these recommendations by the state fire marshal and do so in a timely manner. And section four, if the school district, or I should say school buildings, have been built before 1950, a state engineer will come in and have a physical inspection. Once again, section one, the fire marshal inspects. Number two, a plan is developed and complied to. Number three, it's done in a timely manner. And number four is a physical inspection. The bottom line here is, in South Dakota, we have several schools that are old. I'm sure you can think of one in your district, or maybe even two, or maybe even more. A lot of these are in need of repair. And one of the critical issues here is awareness, and that's what this bill does. It brings awareness about making our schools safer, and this is the bottom line of this bill. It makes our schools safer. The arguments you're going to hear, it's an unfunded mandate. Yes, it is, and it's a minimal unfunded mandate. Number two, you're losing local control. You're going to hear that also. And number three, you're probably going to hear, well, this is an overreaction to some of the things that have happened in the past here in South Dakota. But once again, when you see through all the smoke and the mirrors, what does this really do? It makes our schools a little bit safer, and it makes our children in the schools a little bit safer also. I'll stand by for any questions. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker?
Davis.
May I address the bill, please?
Yes, you may.
Mr. Speaker and members of the body, it not only creates safety for our students, but it also helps to make the public aware of the conditions of the schools. We are probably about 30% parents and 70% community, and they don't always get into our school buildings, and they're always wondering why we need new schools or why we need to repair schools. And this kind of a report will make them more aware of what's going on with our buildings. I would encourage you to vote for the safety of the children of South Dakota. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Koistra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I rise against Senate Bill 146. What happened at the Plankinton School is a true tragedy. We all know that. What is being done in the schools now, I would have to say, is it insufficient? But they are doing it. They're doing, for the most part, a good job. With this bill, will that alter that? They have to make note when the fire marshal comes around, and also the conditions that they have to meet as well. I did a taped interview at a local school over the weekend. And in that tape, they showed an old school what they're doing. And meanwhile, they showed a clip, and it showed our governor of the state saying that the local school buildings are a local issue. And then they showed our majority leader, Representative Peterson, coming on and say also, this, the taxpayers, the buildings, is a local issue. And now we bring to this forth this body today. I would have to say that what is being done, they are doing an outstanding job. Can they improve it? Yes, they can. But what we have to say today, more importantly, are we going to act as a local body of 105 school board members and dictate to the local? Or are we going to listen to our local, our 5, 7, or 9 members? A number of years ago, we repealed over 500 mandates. The legislator, this body did that. Now we're bringing them back one by one. Again, I would ask this body to vote no. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Klochek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question of the sponsor.
State your question.
Representative Garnas, you had said in your earlier presentation it will make the school safer, and I believe Representative Davis also referred to that. Could you elaborate on that, please?
That's a yes or no question.
Yes. Could you elaborate on how you feel it will make the school safer?
Representative Garnas, do you consent to answer that question?
Yes, sir. I'll try.
Go ahead.
I believe it will. And number one, we have the fire marshal coming in at perhaps every 1 or 2 years, and I believe they can come in even more times than that if needed. And I had a handout on the desk, and I think it stated point by point some of the things that are checked and some of the things that are corrected. Number two, if a state engineer would come into a facility, they would look the facility over with expertise and see some of the things that would need to be done, perhaps structural, maybe changing a window, maybe changing a door, maybe changing an exit. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Klochek, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Please do.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm a member of the body as well. I will agree with Representative Garnos's comments. He gave three reasons, three opponents, why they opposed it. It is an unfunded mandate. It is a loss of local control. But I do disagree with him on his third point. I do not believe it will truly make the school safer. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, it would not have prevented the Plankton tragedy. No way, no how. In no way, shape, or form. I would ask for no vote on this piece of legislation. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I'm members of the body.
Further remarks, Representative Tupel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for Representative Questra.
State your question, and to whom were you directing the question?
Representative Questra.
Questra.
Representative Questra, my question is, if this is purely an issue of local control, then why do we mandate that the state fire marshal inspect the school in the first place? It seems to me that if we want to leave this up to the locals, we can leave the locals to the decision of whether or not they want to have their school inspected.
Representative Questra, do you intend to answer that question?
Yes, I do, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Dumbo, I would have to say it's already in the books. That's why we're having to do that part. That part of it hasn't been repealed. But this takes on a different issue. This bill would bring in the state engineers as well for any building that's over since built since 1950.
Representative Tupel, you still have the floor. Further remarks, Representative Mel Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First of all, a question for the sponsor.
State your question.
My question to Representative Garnos would be, assume that the school district is in some violation and they do not make the repair or don't do it in a timely manner. Who's on the hook? Is that the school board? Is that the school administrator? Is it the superintendent? Is it all of them?
Representative Garnas, do you consent to answer that question?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Representative Olson. I believe according to the bill, you know, there was some language taken out that would have provided for a penalty. And I believe, you know, this looking at this, obviously it would be the
I'm sorry, Mr. Speaker, I can't hear what he's saying.
Representative Garnas, could you use a different mic? Perhaps I'm in trouble hearing you.
Thank you, Representative Clout. Representative Olson, I believe that, you know, what the bill is set up to do, you know, at one time in the bill it was stated that there would be penalties put into place, and those were moved away. And again, who would be in compliance with the bill? It would be the superintendent, the local school board, and it's an awareness issue. I mean, if there are troubles there, what this bill does is create awareness that things need to be fixed possibly, and they can work together with the state.
Representative Olson, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Representative Garnos. Just a comment or two. My concern with this particular bill is we create a situation where perhaps there's some potential liability, and perhaps that liability directly belongs with the school district. But we had a situation in Mitchell a few years ago where buildings were literally falling down. And where we had a fire, electrical fire, in one of the buildings that we've since replaced. And it just happened to happen the night before the bond issue, and I was accused by several people of setting the fire to make sure that the bond issue passed. But the bond issue did not pass. And so I understand the reason for this bill, and I'm going to vote for this bill, but the question is, if you have a poor situation and the taxpayers of your school district will not allow you to address it, I do have some concern about who is ultimately on the hook, because clearly this is more than just you're not hanging a fire extinguisher on the south wall. These will deal with serious structural issues, and if you cannot get your taxpayers to pay for a bond issue, or if your capital outlay is so restricted either by the fund balances we talked about or by the lack of transferabilities that we've placed on school districts, I just wonder what you're going to do as a particular school district. And that's why I raised the question. I think this is an example of a good bill and a good idea that perhaps has far-flung unintended legislative consequences.
Further remarks, Representative Holbeck.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question of the sponsor, please.
State your question.
In our section 4 on this bill, schools built before 1950 have to be inspected by the state engineer. I guess my question is, who pays that bill and about what kind of money will that cost?
Representative Garnas, do you consent to answer those questions?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Representative Holbeck. I believe, you know, approximately what we heard in committee the other day, an engineer who would come in, the state engineer, it could cost approximately $100 an hour. And the people that would pay for that would be the school district.
Representative Holbeck, you have the floor.
Thank you very much for that. You know, this is one of those bills that if you stand up and you say you don't want it, it makes it seem like you don't care about kids, you don't care about safety. I guess I ask these questions. Do we need inspections? Absolutely, we need them. If we find something wrong, do we need to fix it? Absolutely, we need to fix those problems. Do we need to have these inspections being accountable by the school districts to the inspectors? Yes. Those inspectors need to ask those questions. They need to say what needs to be done. And then if the school does not follow through with it, those inspectors need to put a little teeth into it. My question is, are we doing this to create a little public hysteria so that we do not have to have the inspectors come in there and put their foot down a little bit? I'm a little concerned with that. I expect that when the inspectors come in and they find something wrong, that they'll list that to me, and that the school then will go and address those things. And I guarantee you that every year that when the inspectors come in, they find some things wrong that the year before they walked right by and they were right there before. And so we fix those things. And the next year, they come and they catch something different, and we fix those things. But I think sometimes if we want to go and put this in headlines, then the question is, how about the fact when they inspect hospitals? How about putting those things public? Should we put it all public? Every time a state inspector comes in and finds something wrong with a gas pump, should we put it in a newspaper? I guess I'm wondering about that. There's a little question on the bill on page 1, line 6. It says by the fire marshal. Our fire marshals don't do all the inspections. Department of Commerce comes in and does inspections. So possibly you don't have to put anything in the paper the way this bill is written. I think it's an unfunded mandate. I think it's something that's just going to create a little public hysteria. I think we need to fix our schools. I don't think we need to say that tragedies that took place are because schools didn't make these things public. That wasn't the case. Schools are caring about safety of kids. Schools need to keep these places safe. And I'm a little concerned that this is something that's just going to make us feel good if we vote for it.
Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks. Mr. Speaker. Representative Knoll.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, some comments have been made here that really are not very germane to this particular bill. A statement was made, well, what about gas pumps? Well, I can tell you, having been in the business, gas pumps, they shut you down if they aren't right. Do you know what the penalty? You know what the fire marshal can do to a school that has violations and don't fix them? His only option is to close the school. That's his only option. Is it so bad that the school board would put in the paper those fire code violations in their schools so that the parents of those kids would know? Is that so bad? We talk about local control. It was mentioned about losing local control. What more local control can you have than to have the parents of your children know that the building they go to school in is safe? What more local can you get than that? Is that so bad that those parents know that those buildings are safe? Is that so bad? You say put teeth in it for the fire marshal. Do you want him to come out and say, tear the building down? Do you want him to come out and say, replace the structure, replace supportive beams? That's not the fire code, the fire marshal's responsibility. And to shut down the school is a very, very drastic move by a fire marshal. This is just a small step in a local area for local control. I would certainly urge your support of this bill. And as far as being an unfunded mandate, let's face it, folks, we're talking about maybe another paragraph in the local paper from your board minutes. Let's get real and support this bill.
Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Roden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Member of the body, I wanted to rise briefly in opposition to this bill, and just to remind the folks on this floor, even though it's been made to sound like local school boards pay no heed to the fire marshals, that's just not the case. When I was on the school board, every year we were jumping through hoops and making changes and adjustments in individual school rooms and classrooms to meet the fire codes because of inspections that we were faced from the fire marshal. And we paid heed to those inspections, and we tried very hard to comply with what the fire marshal told us to do. I don't believe by adding more paperwork and more red tape and piling on the local school boards that it's going to make one bit of difference. So I would urge you to defeat this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative
Speaker.
Flowers.
Thank you, Mr. Well, I too rise in opposition to this bill. I had the opportunity to serve on a school board for many years, and we were inspected. That was quite a while ago, Representative Dalla. And we were inspected, and when the fire marshal would come out, he recommended changes, and we did those changes as you do as responsible school board members and administration. So I really don't feel that there's a need for this bill. I think it's just, as Representative Roden said, there's more red tape, but it's probably not needed.
Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks. Does any member wish to speak before Representative Davis speaks a second time? Representative McCoy.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And all due respect to Representative Canold, if you finish reading line two, it says, and to require certain inspections. This is not only putting it in the board minutes. They told us in committee that the cost to put it in the paper was $14. That is minimal. But when you're looking at $100 an hour for inspections, I too have been on school board, and I know that I have talked to different ones that say that they know there's $500 to $600 million worth of repairs out there. And I know where that money comes from, having been on school board. I will be voting against this. Thank you, sir.
Further remarks? Representative Wick.
Very briefly, thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. I think we need to look at this as a way to add to the safety for the children. And there is one other thing that will be brought up. We keep hearing these numbers, and they keep climbing if you've been here over a period of years. And I have been in a long time ago and not too long ago. But this has climbed now to where it's over $500 million or $600 million. This might actually also give us a chance to find out where some of those problems are and what the sources and the resources might be that could take care of some of those problems. So for the sake of the safety of the kids, I think we have to pass this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Pitts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think on this bill it's important to note that in committee, the proponents of the bill were the Associated School Boards and the school administrators. And this is important to me because I was a former school board member, and at first thinking that it might be extra paperwork. But knowing that those two groups were in favor of it, I urge your support of this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Koistinen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm rising in opposition to this bill. I don't mind the inspections. I don't mind it being published in the paper, but Section 2 mandates that any supposed problems be fixed. And I say supposed because when you have one person coming through and inspecting, they determine things that are not necessarily something that would be found by another inspector. I used to have a fast food outlet, and for 3 years in a row, we passed the inspections by the state inspector. We got a new inspector coming in, and that person all of a sudden found all kinds of things wrong that the original inspector told us was all right to do. Now, if you have it mandated where the school board has to fix them, one person, right or wrong, on what he thinks is a perceived problem, you have to end up fixing it. As I said, I don't mind it if it is published, because then the people in the school district can draw the attention to the board members and put pressure on them. But when you have this mandate, as in Section 2, I oppose it.
Further remarks? Representative Richard Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in opposition to Senate Bill 146, as much as I hate to do that because of the prime sponsor of it. But we've had this issue before us before. In 1995, we had 500 mandates that we took off the local school boards. And I think Representative Holbeck hit the nail right on the head. If the state fire marshal or the Department of Commerce comes into a local school district, looks at their buildings and tells them that they need to do something about them, and they don't, they ought to be held accountable for that. The fact that we're going to require this to be printed in a newspaper has nothing to do with compliance to meet the needs of that school building, the infrastructure for it. So the bottom line of this is, if we're going to be doing something there, then the state fire marshal or those who are reviewing those schools need to put some teeth into it and make it happen. This other process, requiring them to print it in the newspaper, will make us feel good, but it's not helping us improve that infrastructure that's going to need to be have improvement. So with all due respect to my good friend Representative Garnas, I would urge the members of the body not to support Senate Bill 146.
Further remarks? Does any Representative Bill Peterson?
I call a question.
There is a the question is to call the question. Is there a second? There is a second. Those in favor calling the question will say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Questions called. The question for the House then is the final passage of Senate Bill 146. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine, and members will proceed to vote on Senate Bill 146, final passage.
Representatives Abdallah, Davis, Van Norman. Representatives Davis. Okay. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 22, nays 48.
Senate Bill 146, having failed to receive a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared lost.